Shalom and good morning. I want to invite all of us again into this important discussion about winning the souls. Winning of the souls. Last time we connected, we discovered that Jesus was able to win the souls of thirsty seekers. And we discovered that these thirsty seekers were invited by Jesus to come and drink from him. And he promised the Holy Spirit to flow from them. He said, rivers of living water shall flow from within them. And indeed, we realized that that invitation produced three or rather four categories of people, all followers, all students rather. One, we discovered that people who were saying, now Jesus is a prophet, their eyes was slightly opened by the coming to Jesus Christ as the waters of life. Because once you drink the water, then your eyes will get open up. And others got it a little better. They said this is the Messiah who was supposed to come. But they also look at it as the Messiah of the Jews. I think they did not look at the bigger picture of Jesus being the Messiah of the whole world. But others looked at him as just a mere man from Galilee. But from the conversation of Jesus and the woman at the well, which was also about the waters, you can get the bigger picture that the very final one is that Jesus is the Messiah and the Savior of the whole world. Hearing that, in John 7, verses 32, and then you skip, you go to 45 to 56, the religious group, the Pharisees, decided to stop the people from following Jesus. They decided that enough is enough. We cannot lose members to this man of Galilee, to this nobody from Galilee who claim to be God. And because they were unbelievers, they're stopping they themselves and the temple guards decided to go. So to go and stop people from following. Now look at verses chapter 7 of John, verses 32. The Bible says, the Pharisees heard the crowd whispering such things about him, about Jesus being the Messiah and being the prophet, others being men of Galilee. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees sent temple guards to arrest him. Would you imagine they sent this temple guard? Who are the temple guards? Temple guards were the soldiers or the askaris for that matter who were keeping order in the temple. They were like today we have got the security people, the bouncers. Yeah, they are believers in Jewish religion. They could only be Jewish religious people, but they were strong men, strong people. They were a soldier kind of. Remember, they were the same people after it came to the time of crucifying Jesus. They also came with lanterns and swords. They were also part of that. So this time they are sent with one mission. Go and arrest him. Go and bring him to us. Of course, they were not far away because they were the sender. And of course, the temple guards went in looking forward to arrest Jesus Christ. It's very interesting to hear such a story of them going. And when they were there, they heard Jesus talk about things that they have never had at any one time. The Pharisees didn't know that they were giving the temple guards an opportunity to hear the message. They didn't know that they were giving them an audience with Jesus Christ. So it is at that moment when they were sent, in verses 32, Jesus continued teaching. You know, and as he taught, he said, I am with you only for a short time, and then I am going to the one who sent me. You see, these people were sent by the Pharisees and by the teachers of the law and by the great men. But then he went with the message of arresting Jesus. But Jesus started talking about, I'm here also, and I'm here to bring a message to you. And then I'm here for a short time, and then I go back to the one who sent me. So they also discovered that Jesus was a sent man, just as they were. And so they discovered that they were in the same category. And there is a proverb that says, the one who has been sent should not be killed. I think it is in my mother tongue. They said, if you send a person to go and take the message, that messenger should not be arrested, should not be harassed, should not be persecuted. So Jesus kept talking about, you look for me because I'm here for a short time, but you will not find me. And where I'm going, you cannot come. So these temple guards, they were there. They were arrested. They were arrested by these men who is not only good, who is God. God arrested them. And they changed and became people who loved God in themselves, and they could not be able to arrest him. So they went back because they could not be able to do that. And when they went back, in verses 45, it says, finally the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees who sent them. Why didn't you bring him? Okay. You know, the Pharisees asked them, why didn't you bring him? Now, this is what they said. No one ever spoke the way this man speak. The guards replied. Can you imagine being sent to the one who gives the waters of life? And here, this person is actually teaching so powerfully. And they are saying, nobody ever spoke the way this man speak, the way we heard. What did they hear? Some few days ago, we had said, Jesus wins the soul through teaching. So Jesus was able to give them what they have never heard, the truth. What the truth does, it neutralizes lies. When truth comes in, it makes null and void any falsehood. It destroys every stronghold. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So these members were set free from the lies, from the east of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law and the high priest. They were teaching that Jesus is not God, but this man taught, and not only teaching, they did not only encounter Jesus, they experienced him. They took some time. I want to take you back how Philip was changed by Jesus, by going and being with Jesus for a while and hearing Jesus speak. How Nathanael was changed by Jesus, by being with Jesus for a while and Jesus changed them. How Andrew was changed by Jesus, by healing him and being with him for a while. And how even Peter was converted by Jesus, by hearing him and being with him for a while. And how the Samaritan woman was changed by Jesus, by hearing him and being with him for a while. How Everybody who followed Jesus, how even the Nicodemus also followed Jesus and heard him talk. So these guards said, we have heard it. But they could not be able to speak the truth that they have converted because they were afraid to be thrown out or to lose a job. So Jesus, being with Jesus or hearing Jesus would definitely change your story. So they were asked, you mean he has deceived you also? The Pharisees retorted, have anyone of our rulers or the Pharisees believed in him? No, but this mob that knows nothing of the law, there is a curse on them. Now that's what these people, these teachers of the law are teaching. That the people who do not know anything about the law, there's a curse. But when you go to Jesus, he is a curse lifter. He is the one who would actually take the curse out of the people. And he, at that particular point, these people were converted to Jesus. Now, another temple worker that was converted was Nicodemus. Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier and who was one of their own number, asked, does our law condemn a man without first healing him to find out what he has been doing? Now, Nicodemus, by this time, he had already encountered Jesus. And at one time, Jesus gave him a very deep revelation of who he is. And Jesus gave him about three or four musts of a seeker. And we did not know. The Bible has not told us about Nicodemus again. But here, we get to see that Nicodemus has already changed. He has not only encountered Jesus, he has not only experienced Jesus, now he is expressing Jesus. He is manifesting Jesus. This is the high level or the highest level of soul winning, whereby you are able to speak on his behalf. Now, Nicodemus here, though still one of them, and still a secret disciple, he is now speaking on behalf of Jesus to their own, and is giving them, listen, he says, in our law, he can now use the law to defeat the law makers. He says, in our law, does it allow us to condemn a man before we have given him a healing? We should not condemn him. We should not want to kill him. Let's first give him a healing. And then this is what they told him as I finished. They replied, are you from Galilee too? Look into it and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee. Now, this is what I want you to know. That they, now Nicodemus is one of the law. Yes, he is a lawyer. He is one of the council member. He is one of the 72 judges. He is one of the learned Pharisees. But God has already taken him from them. He is a secret believer. Thank God for secret believers. I want to encourage you to keep following Jesus. Do not lose Jesus, but keep learning who Jesus is. And one by one, try to express and manifest him when you go to the people by logic. Do an apology. Do apologetics for him. And they replied and said, are you one of the Galilee? Now you see, they looked at the Galilee with despisation. And then they said that no prophet comes from Galilee. That's not true. There were some prophets that came from Galilee, but Jesus did not also come from Galilee. Jesus was from Bethlehem. These people did not also know the law. Jesus was from Bethlehem, from the city of David. If they knew that, they could have known that Jesus only went to live in Galilee so that he could be able to save the Galilean, the people that were so despised. That's why he went to start the ministry. So let's get to know that Jesus is able to win even those that were sent to kill him. Just like God, like Jesus, won Saul of Tarsus, who was finally called Paul, who was asked, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? I want to let people know, those who think that they can be able to stop the gospel is unstoppable. Jesus is unstoppable. Jesus is unstoppable at any one time. He will continue to reign until his purposes are fulfilled here on earth, because he is God. He is not only good. He is not a bad man. He is God and is the king of the earth who have taken after the men to save them, starting from Galilee. Lord, open our eyes and encourage us to know that even the persecutors and those sent to come and stop the gospel, they'll finally join it, just as we have heard here. Help us, Lord, to go on with this motivation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Maranatha.